Hi, this is Anne-Marie, and this is another quick tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series, which I'm featuring on this podcast, specifically for coaches and consultants to help you go from invisible to influential, a trusted authority in your industry, the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client's ready to move forward. Here's today's tip. Now, if I could count the number of times that business owners have cringed at the thought of being interviewed on a podcast because they don't yet have the confidence to share their message, well, let's just say that I would quickly run out of fingers and toes. What about you? Are you waiting until you are confident before you put your hat in the ring, before you reach out to become a guest on a podcast? Or even maybe before you start your own podcast, because you just need a little bit more confidence, or you fill in the gap for whatever opportunity or whatever project you're just not doing yet because you're waiting to have more confidence. Can I share a secret with you? It's something that one of my mentors shared with us many, many years ago, and it stuck with me. And she said, you don't need confidence. You need courage. You need courage to step out and then share that message. So will it be perfect? Probably not. Will you be totally confident? I doubt it. However, when you continue to step out with courage again and again and again, you'll begin to develop the courage that you need because you've proven to yourself you can. Now, I remember the first time that I started my very first co-hosted podcast back in 2008. My co-host and I had absolutely no idea what we were doing. There were no podcast mentors back then who could show us how to build our business. And we did it anyway because we knew that our message had to get out there. And I have to be honest, I was so nervous. And when I listen back to some of those first interviews for the first few months, I absolutely cringe. But I'm so thankful that I had a co-host and he was able to fill in all of the gaps when I had absolutely no idea what I was going to say. But guess what? I'm a lot better now than I was back in 2008 after thousands of interviews. And I'll probably look back in another so many years and see how far I've continued to develop and grow. However, I started. I didn't wait until I had the confidence. I just stepped out in courage and continued to build the confidence that I needed. In fact, through my own experience, I don't believe confidence is something you just have. Confidence is something that you build. And guess what? You can build that confidence that you need to, as long as you just take that first step of courage. You've been listening to another tip from my 30 Tips to Distinction series. I'll be back with another tip next week. In the meantime, this is a special message if you're a coach or a consultant. Are you struggling to stand out online? Maybe you feel unnoticed, unheard, and invisible. Go ahead and access my free masterclass on how to become distinguishable, uncopyable, and irresistible to your ideal client, even if you're in a crowded marketplace. Go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. That's industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/distinguishable message. I'll see you in the masterclass.